This is for my one lover. This is for my one lover. You might be asking, well, what do you mean? This is for your one lover. Well, I love God first. God the Father, Christ, His Son, and the Holy Spirit as one God. You see, three bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And three bear witness in earth, the Holy Spirit, the water, and the blood. But then there's a greater witness, God the Father Himself, the fourth witness. This is for my one lover. You see, Jesus the Christ is the one name in all of creation that is above every name that is named. And at His name, the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the anointed Messiah, is Lord of all. And in Him, all things are framed together. You see, this piece is dedicated to my one lover, my personal and intimate relationship with Yeshua as my Lord, who reigns lordship over my complete and whole life. Jesus, my lover, Yeshua, appeared before me in a vision of my eyes and called me with His audible voice to serve Him and to enter into covenant relationship with Him. For He is my bridegroom and I am His bridemaid. As I received the revelations of understanding and the knowledge of knowing God through Christ and in Christ, I became more aware of who I truly belong to and whose I truly am. You see, this relationship is like a marriage between the bride and her bridegroom, as like a husband and his wife, as like the church in relationship to Christ. As you tap into the spiritual peace with me, let your spirit and soul connect with the writing of the Ruach HaKodesh and experience the true relationship, partnership, friendship, consummation, and association of pure love in the greatest love story ever written by the finger of God Himself. Today in my life, I have truly come to understand only what you do for Christ will last. This is for my one lover. The greatest love story ever written is found in the books of the Songs of Solomon. And chapter 1 talks about the spell of love. And I fell so deep in love with Jesus. I fell so deep in love with God, my Holy Father, that I dedicate this piece in my close and personal relationship with the love that is in my heart to share before my Master. This is for my one lover. My lovely woman, imagine yourself expressing deep desire for physical expressions of love by me being your lover and wishing in your mind that you were speaking directly to me and knowing that you see yourself in equal stature with me and you long to express your love for me and you want me to reciprocate that love back to you. And these thoughts become words from your mouth and from your mind. Imagine your love story with me and see for yourself that it is very real. Isn't that something? The greatest love story ever written is between a maiden and a king. And I want you to tap into this kind of love that Christ has for us And if we get the understanding on this type of love in the spirit, imagine if you could fall in love with your husband or fall in love with your wife the same way that this maiden and this king fell in love with one another. The greatest love story ever written, the spell of love. My dearest lover, let you become quickly introduced to the association with love. My dearest lover, let you become quickly introduced to the association of love with the most pleasant taste and smells. And understand that love is so delightful that love should be accompanied with all that is pleasant, like perfumes. Isn't that something? When was the last time that you told your wife that the love that she gives you is so delightful and that the love that your wife gives you is pleasant? And when was the last time that you told your wife that the love that you share with her is like perfume? Oh, come on, somebody. In the greatest love story, she longed for her lover to take her away with him. And speedily, her emotion is intense, and she longs to be able to act on it. So she says, "Bring me into your chamber." Isn't that something, O king? For the woman in love understands. Let me say this real slow. The woman in love understands. Make sure the woman that you marry understands love. If she don't understand love and you don't understand love, y'all headed for something that's going to be very, very disastrous. Let me say this again. In the greatest love story, she longed for her lover to take her away with him. And speedily, her emotion is intense and she longs to be able to act on it. So she says, "Bring me into your chamber, O king." For the woman in love understands she is dealing with a royal romance. Dear lovely woman, imagine your friends praising you as the daughters of Jerusalem praise the maiden who had such a great love. Isn't that something? Her girlfriends praised her because she found such a great love. Wasn't no backstabbing. You understand what I'm talking about? The love between the two was so great that it deserved merits of praise, and the love itself merits the popular affection in which he is held in. How right the friends of the maiden are to adore her, for their affection for the maiden's lover makes her apprehensive. Her question is not about his attractiveness. It is about hers. My lovely woman, keep your own confidence about your own loveliness and see yourself as the appropriate match for your lover. Dear lover, see yourself represented in the fullness of the strength that you portray. And as lovers, let us meet as equals. My lover, address me as your lover, whom you'll say that your soul loves. Isn't that something? Oh, come on, somebody. Let me say this real slow. Somebody got to get this. My lover, address me as your lover, whom you say that your soul loves. In a deep sense of personal, emotional involvement, don't you want to know where your lover grazes his flock so that you can be near him? I know that you don't want to be like a veiled woman beside the flocks of my friends, because you don't want to be mistaken for a cult prostitute. I know that you are not looking for any lover. You know, any lover come a dime a dozen, because you have made your commitment to one lover and you want to know where you can find him. Isn't that something? I don't know about you men, but that's the kind of lover, that's the kind of woman I'm talking about. Lovely lover, as your true lover, I assure you that you are the most beautiful of all women. Oh, come on, somebody. Whole lot of women look good, but I'm talking to my lovely lover, okay? My lovely lover, Oh, come on, somebody. As your true lover, I assure you. Oh, come on, somebody. You men out there, you need to assure your lover that she's lovely to you. And you need to assure her that she is the most beautiful of all women. Ain't no woman. Oh, come on, somebody. Ain't no woman finer than my woman. That's how you need to talk to your woman. For you are feminine before me. When you see your woman, when you see your wife, when you see your lover, she has to be feminine before you. In the lover's praise, she calls him darling. When was the last time your wife called you darling and dearest as love? She is his associate. She's his companion and she is his friend. It develops a strong connotation of commitment and delight. Oh, come on, somebody. When was the last time you knew that your spouse was committed to you and you felt that they were not only committed to you, but you felt that they were delighted in you? Y'all better stop playing Bible Jeopardy and start living what the word is saying. You can experience love. And I ain't talking about real love like Mary J. Blige. You can experience love that come from God. Oh, come on, somebody. The lover thought how beautiful horses can be when compared to other animals. They were valuable creatures in the ancient world, for they pulled the king's chariot. Their beloved's jewelry, earrings, and necklaces made him think of such a beauty. Oh, come on, somebody. The beloved lover pays his beloved the ultimate compliment to her sexual attractiveness. He will provide her with the jewelry of silver and gold to match her natural charm. For in the ancient world, pairs of stallions were used for the royal vehicles. Isn't that something? She had natural charm. She wasn't made up with this manufactured beauty. Her beauty was natural. Y'all better ask somebody about the Song of Solomon. The fragrances of love hits his lover. And now she muses in response to her lover's affection and praise. She is like perfume to him and it is royal. She ponders the impact of the memory of her one lover as a most delightful fragrance. When was the last time you got a text or a phone call? When was the last time your wife told you that she ponders about you? When was the last time that your husband told you that he ponders over the thought of you? Oh, come on, somebody. And her presence as a reality in his life surrounded him. Oh, come on, somebody. This woman's presence, every time she got in the presence of her husband, her presence surrounded him with her love. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all better act like you know. She surrounded him like choice perfume. My lovely lover, you are like royal perfume to me. And the impact that you have on me is no greater than the impact that I have on you. Oh, that's mind blowing right there. Let me say that real slow. Somebody got to get the revelation on this gold nugget right here. This is for my one lover, the greatest love story ever written in the Song of Solomon. The impact that you have on me is no greater than the impact that I have on you. My dearest lovely woman, let the consciousness of your lover, Did you understand the impact of what I'm talking about? I'm addressing my wife like this. This is what I'm saying to my wife. I'm saying, my dearest lovely woman, this is the way that I want to speak to my wife. And you men listening under the sound of my voice, this is the way that you want to speak to your wife too. You want to speak just like this. My dearest lovely woman, let the consciousness of your lover bring sensations as real and as delightful as the smell of royal incense and perfume, for garments of special people, for special occasions, and for lovers' beds. Let the consciousness of your lover sweeten your life the way the aroma of perfume placed between your breasts make a girl move in a cloud of fragrance. I mean, that's big time right there. I like that. I love reading the Song of Solomon. You need to get into this and tap into the spirit of the spell of love. My dear lover, love has its own touch on all of life. I am your lover, and my joy is put upon you, and my joy is inside of you. Think of love making when you speak of me. Think of love making when you speak about me. Our love exchanges and quickens as I speak and as you respond, and we become more direct in the expressions of love. And she speaks of his manner as charming and delightful. I call you beautiful, baby, and you call me handsome. We make love as if we are the original couple. Isn't that something? Now, respond to me with longer speech. You ever fell in love with somebody the first time that you fell in love? Kind of nervous, and but it felt good. And, you know, the first, I don't know, first few weeks or maybe the first month, you know, you really don't know what to say. But you're looking at each other, holding hands, hugging. A lot of romance affection as far as being affectionate with a hug, holding hands, things like that. Very classy and very tasteful, very respectful, but not disrespectful. And now the man, the king, addresses his lovely woman like this. Now respond to me with longer speech and faint with love. Let your senses be stirred up by my presence and the affirmations of my love for you. And find yourself feasting on it all. And let me be the tree that provides relief from the sun and delicious fruit for your hunger. And let your satisfaction rely in me. Isn't that something? When a man is in love with his wife, he declare upon her, let your satisfaction rely in me. That's big time. And let my nearness and offering of my love only intensify your desire to be with me and be faint from it all. Your solution is not the removal of the desire that torments her. I begin to desire for my kisses. Let me say that real slow. Begin to desire for my kisses. It's good when a man know that he got a wife, he got a woman, he got a female that God gave to him. And it's good that he can know at all times and never have a doubt in his mind that his wife, his woman, his lover, she desires for his kisses and long for my embrace and be carried away by your passions and relish the joy. Let the women encourage love in its right place and in its proper place. Do not let the women encourage hate. Do not let the women encourage bitterness. Do not let the women encourage strife. Do not let the women encourage jealousy. Do not let the women encourage negativity. Let the women encourage love in its proper place and in its right place. With the attention turned to the world beyond the two of the lovers, the spell of love for the moment is broken. Isn't that something? Now, this is for my one lover. The spell of love, part one, from the Song of Solomon. The Holy Spirit gave me a prayer to actually pray. And under the sound of my voice, the mature lovers, that one husband who knows he's been designated by God to have a wife, and that one woman who knows that she has been designated by God to have a husband, her true love and his true love, where they become lovers as one. I declare and decree and announce and proclaim and make a declaration over your life right now the spell of love according to the word of God and the Song of Solomon. Receive this under the sound of my voice. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, I decree through the mind of the Holy Spirit and in the mind of Christ, loose here the spirit of the spell of love, and I loose myself into the spirit of the spell of love in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree that I'm expressing deep desire for physical expressions of love in the name of Jesus the Christ. And the reciprocated physical expressions of love became reciprocated back to me from my lover in the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, loose here the association of love with delightful love and all that is pleasant with love upon me and into my life in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree the intense emotion between my lover and myself became the royal romance that deserves merits of praise and merits of popular affection from friends in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree the fullness of strength became represented by my lover, and the fullness of strength was represented in me as a lover in the name of Jesus the Christ. Loose here the most beautiful of all women before my presence. Oh, come on, somebody. And for you women, this is the way you would say this. Loose here the most handsome of all men before my presence. Because you're a woman and you want to be married to a man. And this is how you would say that, coming from the Song of Solomon. Loose here the most beautiful of all women before my presence, who has the sexual attractiveness as my one lover. See, you can't be attracted to every woman and you can't be attracted to every man. You've got to be attracted to your lover. Oh, come on, somebody. There's a lover for everybody. Oh, come on, you better act like you know. Now, I decree the fragrance of love hits my lover with delightful fragrance as like royal perfume with equal impact between us. Oh, come on, somebody. I have an impact on the woman in my life. And oh, come on, somebody. You want to have that same impact. You want your wife to have an impact on you. And you would want your wife to know that you have an impact on her. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all better get into the Song of Solomon. Chapter 1 is big time. I'm in agreement with it. I believe it. I receive the spell of love as I pray. I have the spell of love as I pray. And I thank you, Father, for the spell of love in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be unto me as you have said, my Lord. Amen. Song of Solomon. The spell of love, part 1, chapter 1. This is for my one lover. I love you.